A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Yevamos Ayin Dalet, Yevamos 74a, pagination is 147. We have a Gemara on the topic of Teruma Temeya. Teruma means the tithe that's given to the Kohen from produce. And Temeya means that it became ritually impure, which means that it became wet in one of the specific ways of different liquids that make the produce wet, and then it became tame by something tame touching it. So once teruma is tame, ritually impure, the Kohen is not allowed to eat it. The question is, what needs to be done with it? And I guess we have a few choices. One choice is that the Yisrael, the Jew who's supposed to give this tithe, will separate the tithe, because that's his obligation, but he'll just dispose of it somehow, because it has no use. Another choice, which is really what the Gemara is going to present, is that it's supposed to be given to the Kohen because the Kohen owns it. Financially, he has certain rights, even though the Terumah is Tameh and he will not be able to eat it. Says the Gemara, five lines up from the bottom, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rabba Baravua, Mai Dechsiv. This is based on a pasuk, Va'ani, Hashem says, and I, in Bamidbar Yudches Ches, Hine nosati lecha, behold, I am giving to you, es mishmeres terumosai, the guarding of my terumos, plural. And we infer, b'shtei terumos hakosuv midaber. The pasuk is talking about two different types of teruma. Achas teruma tahora. One is the regular teruma that's ritually acceptable. It's tahar, it's pure, and you'll be able to eat it. Va'achas teruma tameya. But we're also talking about teruma that became impure. Va'omar rachmana, and in both cases, the pasuk says, lecha, I'm giving it to you. Shalecha tehe, it belongs to you, the Kohen. Lehasaka tachas tavshilecha. And you are allowed to benefit from it as it burns. You can put it in the fire underneath your cooking pot, your food that's cooking, and you can benefit from the fact that this teruma temeya is providing fuel to you. That is a unique halacha for the Kohen. If a Jew without Kohen status would be burning the teruma just to make sure that it doesn't get used, or if there's some mitzvah to burn it. So he's not allowed to benefit from it as it burns. But uniquely to the Kohen, that's our Gemara, Shalcha tehe, it's yours. Lahasoka tachas tavshilecha, to use it as fuel underneath your food that is cooking. Likewise, if he would put it in the fireplace to benefit from it, or to put it into a lamp to benefit from its light, heat, light, cooking, all of these would be legitimate purposes for the Kohen. In Yoredeya Shin Lamed Aleph Sif Yutes, the Rama writes, Aval Zor Oser Lihanus Mimeno. But a non-Kohen is forbidden to benefit b'sh'as reifasa as it is burning. And in fact, the Rama considers what happens if the Kohen puts the shemen shel teruma, the oil of teruma that became tamei, into a lamp, and the Kohen was there when he put it in, and now he walked away. So the rule is that since you put it in beheter, the Yisrael is allowed to continue benefiting from it as it burns. This entire subject causes a very specific question to be posed. generally when we take teruma, either from grain, produce, or challah, when we take that tithe off the dough when we're making bread, so we generally do not deliver it to the Kohen. Instead, we ourselves either discard of it in a wrapped, dignified fashion, or we burn it, but we don't deliver it to the Kohen. And the question, therefore, is, why don't we deliver it to the Kohen? He still has certain rights in the Teruma Temeya. He would be able to use it as fuel. And why don't we give him that opportunity? This question is posed by a variety of commentaries, including the Pischei Tshuva in Shin Chaf Beis, quoting from the Noda de Yehuda. And the simplest answer to this seems to be that since nowadays we assume the tithe became tamei and will not be used for eating by the Kohen, we therefore have the custom to take a very small amount as the tithe. The concept of taking a generous tithe, because you want to be generous with the Kohen and provide for him and his family, doesn't apply because he's not going to get to eat it anyway. And therefore, we take a very small amount. It follows, therefore, that the amount that we have separated is not sufficiently beneficial for the Kohen to collect, and therefore the Kohen simply is mochel and leaves it and doesn't bother. Some ask the question, why doesn't the Yisrael accumulate all the tithes until they are substantial? And the answer to that presumably is because the Yisrael doesn't want to leave around items that he's not allowed to eat, because there exists the possibility that he'll accidentally eat from this Teruma Temeya. And therefore, the prevalent custom is that we simply destroy it by burning it. For example, challah is generally burnt, and we do not take the initiative to actually deliver it to the Kohen, even though he does have some rights that he would be the one who's allowed to benefit as it burns. There's an interesting approach which does exist in Eretz Yisrael. It's mentioned by Tshuvas V'Hanhagos in Volume 4, Reb Moshe Sternbach, Reish Nun Beis, in which he mentions that there are those who have a solution that a Kohen should have animals in a zoo. And if the Kohen owns the animals, then you could take the Teruma and feed it to the animals because they're owned by the Kohen. And that is a method of biur, of destroying the Teruma. Again, on a practical level, the average person observing the laws of Teruma or the laws of Challah will typically simply take a very small amount, and therefore we do not take the initiative to actually deliver it to the Kohen for his limited benefit opportunity. Thank you so much for joining. Have a wonderful day.